In this bulletin, Australia joins other nations in backing Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaidó. Labor pledges $200 million for stress rivers, and Novak Djokovic sets his sights on making more tennis history after his record Australian Open triumph. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Australian government has recognised Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaidó as the country's interim leader following the lead from the US, the UK and France. Venezuela has sunk into turmoil under President Nicolas Maduro with ongoing food shortages and daily protests amid an economic and political crisis. In a statement, Minister for Foreign Affairs Maurice Payne says Australia will support Mr. Guaidó until elections are called. Earlier, Mr. Maduro rejected an ultimatum by European nations to call elections within 8 days. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has called on Beijing to act responsibly in the South China Sea, saying its construction of artificial islands and military facilities is causing great regional anxiety. Delivering a keynote speech to military leaders in Singapore, Mr. Pyne stressed that no country wanted to stifle China's growth and prosperity. But he said Beijing's approach to the South China Sea was eroding trust in the superpower.
On the other hand, resolving disputes in the South China Sea in accordance with international law would build confidence in China's willingness to support and champion a strategic culture that respects the rights of all states. As the exhortation goes, to those that much is given, much is expected. Similarly for nation states, for those with great power comes great responsibility. And so I call on China to act with great responsibility in the South China Sea.
Authorities are investigating reports of another mass fish kill in the Lower Darling River in western New South Wales. A local resident posted photos on social media of floating dead fish in the Weir Pool at Menindi. It's believed tens of thousands of dead small bony bream have lined at least 1 kilometre of the riverbank. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's due to a 20-degree drop in temperature and rain yesterday.
Well, under the current circumstances, if we could have avoided it, we will. We've got primary industry experts there on the ground today again. The challenge for us, as I was advised, is the sudden drop in temperature makes it conducive, unfortunately, for fish to be deprived of oxygen.
The family of Australian scientist and her sister murdered in Argentina say they're shocked to hear of their deaths. University of New England Professor Lily Pereg and her sister, Puria Surusi of Israel, were found dead on Saturday near the city of Mendoza. Their bodies were found on a lot beside the home of Ms. Surusi's son, Gilad Pereg, who has been arrested. The two women vanished about 2 weeks ago after they reportedly went to Mendoza to visit Mr. Pereg, who had lived in Argentina for a decade. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is providing consular assistance to the family as an investigation continues. Paramedic has died after his ambulance crashed on his way to a Code 1 emergency in North Queensland. The paramedic was the only one in the vehicle when it crashed just after 8 a.m, according to the Queensland Ambulance Service. Authorities tried to save him, but he died at the scene. To tennis, and world number one Novak Djokovic has set his sights on creating more history after securing a record 7th Australian Open title. Djokovic was far too good for number 2 seed Rafael Nadal, winning in straight sets. After coming back from injury last year, Djokovic said he felt fresh and fit and keen to pursue the goal of becoming the most successful ever men's champion.
Well, if I'm still playing and winning slams, I think it's logical to conclude that I am. So, I'm blessed to be able to win 15. I know there are two guys ahead of me now in history of the most slams won, but I still have time.
His next goal is the French Open, where victory could make him the holder of 4 Grand Slam titles. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. It'll be sunny in Perth and 31, much the same for Adelaide, 35. Fine weather continues for Melbourne, 33. Also sunny in Hobart, 29. A shower with a possible storm in Canberra and 35. Mostly sunny in Wollongong, 27. Fine weather in Sydney and 30 degrees. In Newcastle, also sunny and 32, much the same for Brisbane with a possible shower. 32 as well. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News. We'll be right back.